This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 9th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 20 to 22. It says there, "At this Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.' In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with the wrongdoing." End of quote. The life history of Job is amazing. A pious, righteous, and godly man who loved God and served Him lost all of his children, wealth, and health in one day. He lost all one after another and in a matter of few hours. I said his life is an amazing story because he reminds us even when we are torn apart, wounded and bruised, we still can worship God in the midst of all. Of course, Job expressed his deep sorrow and pain. He got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship. He understood the truth about God and him. He knew he came from his mother's womb naked. One day he would depart in naked. Nothing, children, wealth, friends, fame, would he carry with him at the moment of death. He came alone out of his mother's womb. When he departs, he goes alone. God's goodness and mercy gave him many things to enjoy, and now God thought it is necessary to take all out of him. When you truly understand who God is and who you are, then it does not matter what happens, you would fall on your face and worship him. Job's high value and reverence of God were based on his understanding of the greatness of God. God, the creator and sustainer of all, possesses high value, honor, and name. Job gave the true worth, honor, and value to God. That was the right thing to do. At the end of the day, when you lost all, where would you go? You see, when you lost all, you know you have only God to go. And that is good enough, beloved. He is more than sufficient. Alternatively, you may have another options, addictions of various types or sinning more. You see, when the prodigal son lost all, the Bible says he came to his senses and figured out he has his father's house to go. Jesus intentionally said the story of the prodigal son to bring home this truth. Remember, the loving father was waiting for his return every day after the boy left home. His money is gone now, friends gone. He was dying in hunger. I am glad he chose the right place, Father's home. Aren't you glad your Heavenly Father does not care much about your reputation, good name, status, or the so-called testimony used in a bad way in some rigid Christian denominations in Pharisaical way? He loves you, God loves you, and cares about you. Jesus said the Son of Man came to seek and find the lost. And that is the final answer. He came seeking you. He would like to carry you on his loving shoulders and rescue you. Beloved, are you facing hardships now? Do you think you like Job? Are you thinking why all this happened to you? Look, God loves you. You and I cannot explain why bad things happen to good people. God is omniscient and we are not. However, God knows all about it. He is omnipotent, we are not. You see, he was behind Job's life, good times and bad times. May this be a time of thanksgiving and worship. May we fall to the ground and worship the Lord. It is not a time to utter charges against God. It's not a time to say anything against God or sin against God. This is the time of quietness, thanksgiving, and worship, keeping a high regard and honor for God and what He does and allows in your life. Although we may not understand it all right now, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you and I worship you, Lord. I bring all my issues and problems into your hand. I understand how great you are. You are the creator God, the sustainer God, the provider from heaven. Everything came out of you, everything belongs to you. And so, Lord, we understand how great you are, how sovereign you are. So we bow down our head and worship you. We adore you. We praise you. Thank you for Jesus, your Son, who came to this world and died for my sins. He died, buried, and rose again for my sake. I believe in him. I invite him to my life. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.